Hey everyone, what's going on? Your boy Leon again with episode 184 of the Leon LeGrand podcast. Hope you're all doing well. Today on Saturday, live. No, not really. I'm not really live, but I wanted to go ahead and get this out there before the weekend's over. And also heads up that I have a new job that I've just started, and I wanted to go ahead and get that out there. And so I'm going to be starting on Tuesday, so which is pretty awesome. But so today I wanted to go over on the on Elon Musk thing, which what just happened. And also I'm not going to take too long because I know that since I know the news did break in this week, something needed to be said about this, because I know that when I read the news about the Elon Musk deal, and from what a friend of mine shared me the information, I know that it would have been nice if this passed. But now I find a little bit more about this and where the deal was supposed to go. Basically, Elon Musk, from new news that's been happening, what I understand is he dropped out of the deal because he didn't get enough information off of it. And due to other articles about this, he wanted to be out of this deal because there was not a lot of information about how much spam bots there were on Twitter, right? So that's a big issue as well. I don't think it's a huge issue, but I know it's an issue on its own on Twitter. So you look at it this way, it's some people may disagree of what has happened to the deal, I'm not too sure if this was really called in into leaving Twitter this way. But I understood why, and I really do. So, and basically, I wanted to go read a little bit on the article, which it says here, for starters, he'd look to tackle scams. And in quotation, if I had a Dogecoin for every crypto scam I see, I'd have 100 billion Dogecoins, he said in a recent interview. He also just suggested using Dogecoin or potentially another cryptocurrency as a payment option for Twitter's premium blue membership. Now, and see, so I know there was just a lot that was going on. And for me, was it the right deal that if he had bought it, would he had changed the face of Twitter and gone through the deal completely? I would have think so as well. But sad enough, he will be still very vocal on Twitter. But now, since the deal hasn't been closed, that's something that it's not gonna go forward more so that I expected from what I talked about previously to on previous episodes. So we will see where this goes. I think it is going to be very interesting where Twitter is going to be, because right now even in the past week, Twitter stock was down $38. Though I don't even think how long this is gonna be with Twitter, and how that's gonna roll on into, and mind you, the only thing I can say in respect with that is that I do love the Twitter Spaces. I do think Twitter Spaces is a very nice addition to it too. But overall, with the future of Twitter, we just have to wait and see, for the most part. Hello everyone. So before we begin, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to a few of my sponsors of today's episode. So in today's episode, I wanted to go ahead and give you guys a shout out to Blueberry. So finally, I made the switch from Acast to Blueberry as of late of last week. And one of the things I like about Blueberry is the fact that it is really neat, and I love the how there's so much options with the paid plans, and there are many reasons behind going for a paid plan than going for a free one, which there are very nice to go for. Now, blueberry is a is something I've used at first when I was working for my last, basically when I was using it for statistics reasons. But then later on, I decided I'm going to go ahead and go for a pay plan for blueberry. While the $12 a month charge is decent, you can still upgrade for a plan for the advanced ones if you want. If you're going to end up adding additional episodes or many episodes as you want, depends on how far you're going to go with your show. And also, they have tons of good options with blueberry. So basically, if you are using blueberry for personal or for professional reasons, blueberry has you covered, and their customer service is great. The email service support is phenomenally well. In fact, I've got an email from blueberry within minutes, and I haven't felt disappointed at all with blueberry, and it's something I recommend to my listeners. So if you can, go ahead and click the link down below and follow up, and make sure to hit the affiliate link, so that way if you decide you want to use blueberry within 30 days, go ahead, do so, because you will not be disappointed whatsoever. And however, if you do not like blueberry within the 30-day trial or within that month, you can cancel anytime. There's no obligations, so you can go ahead and cancel at your own will. So with that said, go give blueberry a try if you're planning on doing your first or your next podcast. Then next and not least, it is Zenny's. Zenny's, I've pretty much been a sponsor, affiliate sponsor with them for about a couple years now, and I love Zenny's. Zenny's is a great way if you're looking to protect your eyes or from any anti-blue lights while working on the computer, if it's podcasting or on your phone or your laptop, whatever you're doing. Just remember, Zenny's got you covered with anti-blue lights, and I haven't been disappointed with Zenny's whatsoever, and I truly love their service. So guys, if you are looking for a anti-blue light, whether it be prescription or non-prescription, they have you covered right there too. So check them out, and I'll have the link down below in the description, so that way you can check on the selection of glasses down in the description. Okay, so I want to go ahead and continue on with the episode, and especially my side of things, what I think that if the buyout had gone through and if Elon Musk didn't exit the deal. So because the fact of the matter is that this is a very new this has been new since the 6th, right? Early on since Monday. Now, I will say that when I heard this article from a friend of mine, the one thing I can say about this was, for one, why did he do that, and what was the initial reason why he exited out of the deal, of the Twitter agreement deal? Because there are so many elements which I can say. For one, the one element that he sent me on the article was, for one, Twitter should hold information about bot activity. So, and this is one thing, like, we don't, I'm not going to deny there isn't bot activity, while there is. However, I don't know if that was one of his main reasons. And the over on this article on the Crypt, which it details as this. And so here it says, the latest chapter of Elon Musk's Twitter acquisition may be the saga's last. A new letter to Twitter's general counsel alleges that the company hasn't met its obligation in closing the deal. It then continues on forward, which says the Tesla and SpaceX CEO said he's been eager to gather precious data on spam and bot activity on the platform. In May, Elon said that the $44 billion acquisition was temporary on hold until he could verify that fewer than 5% of Twitter users were fake. And then continues on. But according to Musk's counsel, Twitter has only ever provided details about its methodology for measuring such activity, not exactly how much of it occurs. So, and so this is one thing that I find kind of suspicious about this, because I'm not even sure what to make of this, because for one, there, I mean, yes, there are still real people using it, and I'm sure that obviously there are fake accounts, of course, not used by real people. So that's one thing you have to understand. That for me, I'm not even sure what to make of the article, because the for one, there are so many articles out there that pretty much derails Elon Musk, but really he did have the right to buy off Twitter and continue on forward. Now, here's this. Imagine if this deal had went through. Imagine so. So imagine if that went through, the deal, and so much of the crypto integration that would have been on Twitter and on the platform. And I here's when I say this, I will say that when Elon tweets a bunch of goofy stuff, I know he does tweet off a lot of things are good and then some are bullshit, right? But right there, I think I do think at the end of the day, he is a very, very smart man. And to me, he's got a lot in his plate, unfortunately, which to me, he has projects from like SpaceX, Tesla cars, obviously, Neuralink and other projects he has going on. So that's where I see it with Elon, that would have been a great net positive for Twitter. But the fact that he's dropped the deal because of the bot activity, I don't know if that I 100% believe that was his main objective. But I know that for one, if that was the case behind us, it would have been perfect that he had bought it and then took it right out of Twitter on his own hands as well. Because hell, this guy is a billionaire, of course, so he can still buy it through. But the fact is that I believe that the headquarters, and from what I've read, is that they're not giving him access with the bot activities. It's something questionable, I can put it this way. Something very questionable that I don't know if I wanted to 100% buy into this, because for one, I think it is quite egregious that he wouldn't even take it. But same time, it's where I think how I feel about this. It's something he would have had got it, and then he would have had took control of the platform more so than he would, because that way there would have been a lot of good changes with the website. Because right now the Twitter, and especially with the culture of Twitter, is already very ingrained, intoxicated with bad people working behind the scenes. So because of that, I mean, look at this way. Their stock is tanked down the shitter. Though I'm sure that if you are a stockholder on Twitter, I'm sure that you've already lost a lot holding the bags of Twitter, right, on the stocks. And those that you haven't sold, you just haven't sold right on time. And that's something I say to myself, that if you have gone through it, God, imagine what changes he would have done too. And it would have been spot on, beautiful, and the way it is. And plus, side of me is like, though I don't even think that you cannot put 100% trust on one man for sure, because anything that one person does, I mean, first of all, he's not gonna go and accept the deal right away if he can't get the information. And that's probably true. Nobody's going to buy off a deal and just take and just take it as it is. Because right now, he has so much going on his plate that why would he ever accept a deal like that too? And plus, he knows what he's doing. And something, if I was in his footsteps, I mean, I would have not bought into the deal or buy off Twitter, right? And if they can't release an information like that too. But I think that this news is very, very small right there too. And I'm sure there are people out there still upset that the deal wasn't bought out and it would have brought the site changes. But what the other thing I can put down this way is that for me, it would have gone either way, because regardless, even if you had a buyout right there, because first of all, if you bought something, or if you're trying to purchase a company, you know there's going to be a lot of problems when you're buying out a company, and then you have to manage the whole company with somebody along the way too. Like for me, there's a part of me that says this. I don't even think that he would have had made the changes right off the spot, because for one, those changes would have taken about a year and a half. And even though I had me and a buddy that says that he would have had gone through Twitter and reprogram it too. Look, but this is the thing. In no way someone like Elon would have had the time to put enable Web3 on a site like that right off the spot. Because you know how much time that you would have to scrap all that? Sure, a lot of time. And no way he would have had made those changes right off the spot. And also, do you even know that he's an executive for 4-6 other companies that he's managing? I mean, first of all, he would have to have the Twitter team to do that for him too. And I don't even think he would have had much time to manage about, if not 6, then you have to end up adding additional 7 additional companies. Plus, I've talked with a friend of mine, and here's one thing, is that while the guy is a straight up busy man, I don't think he would have just sat in the computer and would have make these changes within 3 months, which I had a friend that told me about it, but I would have never believed whatsoever if he'd just done that. Plus, I know that he takes much less sleep than all of us, right? And while the majority of us is like 6 to 8 hours of sleep for us, but then for him, it's like, it's like 3 hours of sleep, which I don't even understand how one person can have 3 hours of sleep and not be able to still be tired. You know, it is absolutely crazy. You know, why add more stress to you too? And as well, look, I would believe it if I've seen it. And that's where I've said the last episode, that if the deal had it was still on temporary hold, I would believe it. But right now, the deal wasn't purchased successfully, so we know that I can't really believe that he will get through the deal like I would have, or we would have all expected right there too. So that's that. That's really that for that. Well, okay, everybody. So this is it for episode 184. I wanted to go ahead and make a quick audio talk about the Twitter deal, which I know that I've talked about Elon Musk's little saga for some time, but I figured this would be it in having to get the time to spend on about this current news, which I think it is about time to go over. But hey, I wanted to go over on this too. And guys, let me know what you think. And I hope you enjoy this quick little news about the whole situation. Let me know what you think. Do you think this buyout that Musk had in mind was actually serious, or do you guys think that he wouldn't want to get it still, because of the lack of data of the spam box coming from that website. What do you guys think about what was handled? I'd love to know about that too. Now, guys, if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to follow me over on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, or wherever you guys listen to your podcasts. And I would appreciate if you leave me a ranking if you enjoyed this podcast, and make sure to do it. So, which, by the way, no rankings will help me out too. That's just for verification. And that way, if you rank that right there, just to let everyone know that what you guys think about the show, and reviews does always help. But I do appreciate every single one of you stopped by and taking a quick listen of the Leon LeGray podcast episode on this. So with that said, I am Al, and I will be posting up episode 185 later on this coming Friday. Basically around early morning, so you're going to be hearing that next episode coming in pretty soon. So with that said, everyone, take care and enjoy.